Babysitter who sexually exploited young children sentenced to 80 years in federal prison. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Western District of Texas. Waco, Texas. A Waco man was sentenced in a federal court in Waco to 960 months in prison for 3 child pornography charges. According to court documents, Kevin Dwayne Pridemore, 41, made at least 50 posts on a child pornography website, leading law enforcement officers to execute a search warrant at his residence on March 24, 2025. An FBI agent reviewed an SD card seized during the search, which revealed a 15-minute video in which Pridemore engaged in sexual activities with a fully nude girl between the ages of 5 and 7 years old. FBI examiners also viewed a series of videos produced in October 2024, which also showed Pridemore sexually abusing a minor female who was approximately 5 years old at the time. A complete forensic examination revealed Pridemore possessed approximately 23,728 images and 155 videos of child sexual abuse material. The images included prepubescent images, including infants and toddlers. The FBI also discovered at least 4 known victims who were sexually abused and recorded by Pridemore at various times when he babysat the victims. Pridemore was named in a 2-count indictment on April 8, 2025. Prosecutors filed a superseding information on November 24, 2025, charging Pridemore with 1 count of possession of visual depictions of sexual activities by minors and 2 counts of production of child pornography. He pleaded guilty to all 3 counts the following day. U.S. District Judge Alan D. Albright sentenced Pridemore to 360 months for each production charge and 240 months for the possession count, totaling 960 consecutive months in federal prison. Judge Albright also ordered Pridemore pay $207,000 in restitution. While nothing makes up for the harm caused by this defendant, the 80-year sentence handed down by Judge Albright highlights the egregious nature of the abuse in this case, said U.S. Attorney Simmons. Thanks to the FBI for vigilantly investigating this case. While we unfortunately cannot undo the harm this vile child predator brought to his many young victims and their families, we absolutely hope they find some peace in knowing he will surely spend the rest of his life behind bars and will never again be able to treat a child like he treated the children in this case. The FBI has zero tolerance for those who commit these heinous crimes against children, said Acting Special Agent in Charge Alex Doran of the FBI San Antonio Field Office. This case is particularly egregious and represents a profound abuse of trust, as the defendant exploited his position as a babysitter to harm the very children he was entrusted to protect. Those who exploit children online or in our communities will be relentlessly pursued, and the FBI will use every available resource to hold child predators accountable and keep them from ever harming innocent children again. The FBI investigated the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Greg Gloff prosecuted the case. This case was brought as part of Project Safe Childhood, a nationwide initiative to combat the growing epidemic of child sexual exploitation and abuse launched in May 2006 by the Department of Justice. Led by U.S. attorneys' offices and CEOs, Project Safe Childhood marshals federal, state, and local resources to better locate, apprehend, and prosecute individuals who exploit children via the Internet, as well as to identify and rescue victims. For more information about Project Safe Childhood, please visit justice.gov/psc.